former President Donald Trump.
He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election.
And she added, it's time to turn the page on Donald Trump. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
As Harris spoke, former President Donald Trump held a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
With your help, 1 week from today, we're going to defeat Kamala Harris and the media. And we're going to win back that beautiful, beautiful White House, and we're going to make America great again.
Earlier today, Trump told those at a Mar-a-Lago event that he's done more for Puerto Rican people than any other president. It comes after a comedian's racist jab at Puerto Rico during a Trump rally on Sunday. CBS's Nicole Skanga has the latest on the investigation into the setting of fires of ballot drop boxes in Oregon and Washington that destroyed hundreds of ballots.
The suspect is still at large, complicating this investigation. There was no front license plate on the vehicle, and police say the suspect's car had an unreadable rear license plate.
A scare at the residential side of the Four Seasons building in Atlanta. At least 15 shots were fired. No injuries reported. Mayor Andre Dickens.
An individual having a mental crisis, shooting inside of his apartment, various weapons. And thankfully, the men and women of the Atlanta Police Department has brought him into custody.
CBS News Los Angeles's Kara Finstrom says state and federal officials are making $42 million available to residents of Rancho Palos Verdes to allow them to relocate and rebuild after landslides.
We just spoke with one homeowner who said it's important relief for his neighbors.
Some people have had to raise their homes on steel beams. Some people still have cracks in their homes as they walk around. And I must say every morning when you look at that, that must be very frustrating for those people.
But you personally are not planning to even apply this go round.
No, and there's many people are not planning to apply. There will be enough people in need.
Terry Garr rose from background dancer in Elvis Presley movies to co-star of such favorites as Young Frankenstein.
Hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay?
Garr's publicist says the actor died today of multiple sclerosis. She was 79. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month. We're able to do all these extra activities, so it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
A family in Ohio has turned a dime into $500,000. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The coin is one of just two known to exist, with FDR's profile on the front, but no distinctive S mint mark. It sold in an online auction for exactly $506,250. That's about 5 million times its original 10-cent value. It was inherited by three sisters after the death of their brother, who kept it in a bank vault for more than 40 years. The only other dime like it sold at auction in 2019 for $456,000 and one more time after that for $516,000 to a Roosevelt dime collector. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The federal government is handing out $2.4 billion in railroad grants to help pay for 122 projects nationwide. The grants will go to projects across 41 states and Washington, D.C., and most of the money will go to track and bridge upgrades. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, and mild. Lows only drop to the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers in the afternoon, highs to the upper 70s and windy. Showers and storms for Wednesday night, colder Thursday. Currently at 75 degrees.
You Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Said I'd like to know where thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a spooky edition of your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about a killer. A slow, steady, silent killer of your money. Most horror stories wait till the third act to reveal the monster, but let's just get it over with. Today, I'm talking about procrastination. Yep, thinking you can wait to invest or save money is one of the worst things you can do to it or for it or about it. I mean, look, we all put things off. But every year we wait to get started with investing and saving is a huge cost to our long-term financial plans. Because with a little effort, which I know can be hard, and a little help, you can take control of your money. And even keep away procrastination, the silent money killer. This is Carrie Joy saying, be safe out there and take good care.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
And timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
For a daydream, what a day for a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my loan. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my
joy. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Nearly
it together nearly every single day, singing.
News and timeless hits. WRJN. With me to a blossom room.
Day is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful. Be brighter.
Baby does the hanky panky. Die. dies the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby dies the hanky panky.
We'll be right back. listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling of pain. Just one key unlocks them both, it's there at your
through my window today. Could have tripped out easier, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Vice President Harris gives her closing argument to voters, saying she will be president for all Americans.
These United States of America, we are not a vessel for the schemes of wannabe dictators.
CBS's Natalie Brand reports the vice president delivered her remarks on the ellipse near the White House.
Harris chose the ellipse because from it you can see the White House, where the next president will serve, but also because it's where former President Donald Trump delivered his speech on January 6, 2021.
Former President Donald Trump spoke at the same time as Harris, but he was in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, telling supporters at a rally in Allentown,
"I'll protect our workers, I'll protect our jobs, I will protect our borders, I will protect our families, and I will protect the birthright of our children to live in the richest and most powerful nation on the face of the earth."
The Supreme Court rejects a push to remove former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the ballot in two swing states, Wisconsin and Michigan. Kennedy says he wants voters who would have backed him to cast ballots for former President Trump. Local and federal officials are still searching for a suspect believed to have set two ballot drop boxes on fire yesterday in Oregon and Washington. This is the FBI and Department of Homeland Security warn of election-related grievances. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
Jeff Ellington heads Run Back Election Services. A growing part of its business is now election security.
We recently started selling panic buttons to counties because of all the threats to poll workers.
Devices that connect to 911.
How many panic buttons have you sold?
We're right around 1,000 to different counties.
That's a lot of panic buttons.
There's a lot of concern.
Concern around an election now just days away. Chris Van Cleef, CBS News, Phoenix.
One of the oldest peer-reviewed medical journals is out with a firm warning about climate change. CBS's Tracy Wolf reports.
The Lancet's 8th annual report on climate change found that in 2023, people around the world were exposed to, on average, 50 days of health-threatening temperatures made possible due to climate change. An extreme drought affected 48% of global land area. The combination of the two is causing more food insecurity around the world.
The Pentagon says it believes North Korea has sent approximately 10,000 soldiers to train in eastern Russia. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says those troops will probably augment Russian forces near Ukraine over the next several weeks.
A portion of those soldiers have already moved closer to Ukraine towards Russia's Kursk Oblast near the border with Ukraine, approximately a couple thousand, with a smaller number already present in the Kursk region.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this